Using the power of satellite technology, we are connecting to Bob Boylan in New York City.
Did you know the fiber optic ran under the Amtrak? That when you actually ride the Amtrak, that our voices travel under the train tracks.
So in other words, we are being trampled by a train.
Constantly.
Constantly. So what takes you up to New York City, Bob Boylan?
Well, that Iggy Pop show. Iggy and the Stooges played Le Poisson Rouge last night. It's a club not more than, I don't think we had more than 400 people there. It's a small room. Mm-hmm. We kept the crowd small. We video webcast that show last night. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know how that man does it. He has beat his body silly in his lifetime, but he also keeps it fit and astonishing. He's 66 years old, Iggy Pop is.
Wow.
And they've just made a new record. You can watch the whole thing, the video and all, online in case you missed it. It was Sunday night at 5. It was a matinee show, so there was like kids and adults, old adults, adults.
You want to take who grew up with
adults that grew up with Iggy were there. It was a pretty fabulous afternoon, I have to say. And Iggy came out with the Stooges on stage, and they played music from Ready to Die, which is a new record that is just out Tuesday, the 30th of April. Let me play a song that he came barreling out with, a song called Job. And there is, like in most Iggy Pop songs, language that may not be suitable for all, so take that to heart. And here's Iggy and the Stooges. You know what's so great about it? You know, Iggy and the Stooges influenced so much in punk. You know, a lot of like the Sex Pistols covered the Stooges, but always done with sort of an angry attitude. But Iggy and the Stooges were a really fun band, and you really saw that, and worth seeing and watching the video we did of them. You see that attitude. It's funny. It's not, it's, you know, there's a message there, but it's couched in humor. They don't call themselves the Stooges for nothing.
Yeah, I think that's how you have to take that, because otherwise there's something a little disingenuous maybe about a 66-year-old millionaire singing about how
I don't think Iggy Pop is a millionaire.
Oh, come on. Seriously?
Right. We'll let our audience deal with that. They sold no records. I mean, the Stooges did not sell records. I mean, they did not sell. They are certainly groundbreaking, but they didn't sell records.
Yeah.
I mean, not to any huge degree.
Well, let me put it this way. I hope he is.
Yeah.
I hope he's a millionaire.
Well, he's worth a million in prizes, as the song goes.
Well, I want to play a band that takes its sound from a period around the time Iggy got started back in the 60s, but it's more of a psychedelic rock, riff rock sound. The band is Black Angels. And a group from Austin, Texas. They've just released their fourth album, and I want to play a cut from it. The record's called Indigo Meadow, and the song is called Evil Things.
Collect.
Oh, Bob Boylan. I can't get enough of riff rock. Maybe you can.
Oh, no, I saw these guys recently at the top of April playing a triple bill. It was them, the A La La's, and the band I loved most that night, Elephant Stone. And
It
was just a perfect psych night. Our engineer here, Manoli, said that it reminded her of Strawberry Alarm Clock, little bit of the Seeds, Sky Saxon and the Seeds at Los Angeles Psychedelia from the 60s.
I can't believe we haven't run out of riffs yet. you would think that Zeppelin had already, had come up with all of them already. And yet every year we get more and more. I don't know where they're finding them all.
Well, eventually, like telephone numbers, we're just going to run out.
Well, this band and that song in particular, I think the lyrics are a little pedestrian, even for me, didn't do much for me, but what a great sound. And they do this sort of one thing, and they do it really, really well, the Black Angels. The record's Indigo Meadow, and the song was called Evil Things.
Great. I'd like to take us to a band based where I am right now, New York City. A group known as The National.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I have a
great
new record coming out.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah. So Trouble Will Find Me is the name of the record. It's their sixth record, comes out May 20th. There's not much direction shift here, but it's so good to hear this band. And they're a band that really is made for multiple listens because there's so much underpinning, so much happening underneath. It's super subtle. There's nothing riffy about what they do. It's all underbelly, and then above all that underpinning is that great baritone of Matt Berninger, just amazing. And again, this song, another F-bomb toward the end, so you can listen to some of it.
are we going to have anything left to play on the radio by the time
No, but we've been thinking of doing this. Most of the reason I think we do the F-bomb stuff and tell you is just because I remember having a kid and being sensitive to it when I was driving in the car. I've had letters from parents tell me, please let us know. So that's why we do that. And we're going to do a Father's Day show.
It'll just be riddled with F-bombs.
Perfect. Let's play this song called Demons by The National.
Think of you in the city, the sight of you among the sights. Get the sudden sinking feeling of a man about to fly. Never kept me up before, now I've been awake for days. I can't fight it anymore, I'm going through an awkward phase. I am secretly in love with everyone that I grew up with. Do my crying underwater, get down any farther. All my drowning friends can see, now there is no running from it. It's become the crux of me, I wish that I could rise above it. But I stay down with my demons. I stay down with my buzzards in the sky, alligators in the sewers. I don't even wonder why. Hide among the younger viewers. Huddle with them all night long. The worried talk to God goes on. I sincerely try to love it. Wish that I could rise above it. But I stay down with my demons. I stay I love the more I see the past.
Wow. Yeah, I've been kind of hit or miss with this band since Boxer. I loved Boxer. This one is very promising from what I've heard so far.
I think they're just the kind of band that you need to spend time with. I just don't think they hit you over the head with anything.
Yeah.
Eventually just sucks me in, and I just want more and more the more I hear them. The National Records' Call Trouble Will Find Me comes out May 20th. That song was Demons.
I think I've got a good cut to come out of that by a guy named Jim Guthrie. He is someone I first discovered about 10 years ago. He had a record out called Now More Than Ever. It actually was in 2003, so it was exactly 10 years ago. Jim Guthrie released another album in 2008 under the name Human Highway that he did with Nick Thornburn. Do you remember Human Highway?
Yeah, that's where I know the name.
Yeah,
I think of him as a solo. But.
Well, you know, apart from that Human Highway record, Jim Guthrie pretty much stopped putting out records after that solo album in 2003. He focused on writing scores for film and TV, and he did some music for video games. But he's back now. He's about to release his first new record, studio release, in 10 years. And I'm just absolutely in love with it. The record's called Takes Time, and the song I'm going to play is called Taking My Time. Jim Guthrie, The whole record sounds pretty much like that. I love the vibe of his songs. They always sound like, I don't know, it's like you're taking a Sunday afternoon walk with a good friend. There's this, they're sort of curious and reflective, but there's this great skip to them. Just love that song. And this record, too, it's called Takes Time from Jim Guthrie. It's out May 7th. I hope we don't have to wait another 10 years to get more music from him.
There's a new record coming out by Tricky. It's been a while since I've embraced a Tricky record, but this one, right off the bat, it starts out with a cover version of the Patti Smith song, you know, Jesus Died for Somebody's Sins Been Unmine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And it's got a version, Peter Silberman of the Antlers, doing an Antlers song called Parenthesis. And then there's Tricky and all the things and wonderful mixing and so forth that he does on this new record.
I hate to interrupt you, but
yeah.
Alt Latino is recording in the studio next to me, and we have a window, and Jasmine Garst is in there dancing all over the studio. She's doing the Cleopatra now. Oh, yeah. She's got some moves. God.
Let's see if this song, Nothing's Changed, works for her dancing. You can come back and tell me later.
Stand by for a full report.
Lovely, right?
Yeah, I've been spending a little time with this record too, and it's.
But more importantly, how is Jasmine's dancing?
You know, as soon as the music started, she had one more quick little move, then plopped down and has been sipping something from a paper cup.
All right.
So
you need to bring her in the studio and play that for her. She might change her tune there.
She's a dancer. She can really. She really does have some moves.
And they have a great show too.
Yeah, they do all the Tino.
The Tricky Records is his 10th record. It's called False Idols. Also, the name of the new label that's started. And there's something he said that's really interesting. I'm just going to read it that he says on his site about this record. He says, I was lost for ages. I was trying to prove something to people, trying to do something to please others. And to be honest with you, I've been floating around since Chris Blackwell and Island Records. He says, my last two albums, I thought they were good, but I realize now they weren't. This album is about me finding myself again.
Wow.
So
that's powerful really, when an artist recognizes that in themselves, in their work. And
no kidding.
Yeah. I mean, regardless of what his fans think of the music. But
I'm back, Robin. I'm back, too. I haven't been doing so well the last few shows, you know, but here I am.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything. But,
yeah, no, but I understand. I understand. That Tricky record, False Idols, comes out on May 28th. Lots of surprises for you. Maybe we'll get a first listen. We'll see.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
So have you ever heard of a guy named Walker Lukens?
Star Wars?
That's Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. No, Walker. I did see that movie.
Did you see Star Wars?
I did. I saw it when it came out.
Yeah, so did I.
Once.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought it's possible you wouldn't have seen that movie.
It actually is conceivable I wouldn't have seen it, but I did see
right.
it.
Right. Well, Walker Lukens, you know, we get so much music in, you know, we fall in love with just the tiniest fraction, of it really. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, and get it on the show. And so most of the stuff that comes in, I'm not always optimistic when it's something I've never heard of. I'm hopeful, but, you know, the odds are against it, right? So I get the CD in by Walker Lukens. I've never heard of him. This is a musician from Brooklyn. And I listened to it, and it was so good. And I listened to it. I thought, no, I've got to listen to this again. Maybe I'm just in a really good mood. And nope, it holds up. Even on my worst days, this is a fantastic record by Walker Lukens. The album's called Devoted. This song is called Lover. See what you think.
I'm going to stop you for one second and just say something we never do. We rarely ever tell people about the All Songs Considered 24/7 music channel, which is like people love it. And we never say anything about it, so I'm going to do this. This is when the band comes up on stage and talks about their merch table. I'm going to do that right now. You know, everybody knows they're selling T-shirts and records, but they say it anyway.
Right.
But I don't think everybody knows that we have a 24/7 music channel where we play thousands of songs. And
always there, always on. You just click a button on your phone or your computer or wherever.
Yeah, you can find it in iTunes if you have Apple TV. You can find it there. If you have a phone, you can find it in the NPR Music app. On and on. There are many, many ways to do it. So that's one thing. And then at All Songs is how you follow us on Twitter. Mm-hmm. We might have 270,000 people, mm-hmm. but it's been a while since we said anything. So at All Songs.
Also on our merch table is at NPROBIN. NPROBIN. That's such a hard Twitter. NPROBIN or NPROBIN is my Twitter feed. And if you like pictures of monkeys doing people things or people doing monkey things, then you should really follow me because that's one thing you need to know about me.
Fabulous. Okay. Enough of the merch. Let's get back to the music from NPR Music. I'm Bob Boylan along with Robin Hilton. It's All Songs Considered.
I've been here Pittsburgh and Boston, Italy. I've been here to say.
It's a little quiet in here. Hello?
From NPR, this is Lars Gotrich, and this is Viking's Choice. It's time for a little set change here at All Songs Considered. I'm running the show now. This is Noisem with Agony Defined.
Never more in misery.